Module 10 A Exercise 3
I don't know a lot about these types of insurance coverage myself, Thomas.
You don't need to know anything. Here's my book. The answers are all in here on page 22. You just have to question me on what it says.
Okay, then. Here goes. Right, there are two types of mandatory insurance. What are they?
That would be employer's liability and motor vehicle insurance.
Good. What exactly is employer's liability?
Employer's liability insurance is for when an employee is injured at work or becomes ill as a result of their work. They might try to claim compensation, and this insurance covers that.
There are another two major types of liability insurance too. What are they?
Those are public and product liability, covering your business against compensation claims made by the public. They're not usually compulsory, though. They're voluntary insurances.
Correct. Right, let's stay with public liability. You can factor in extra cover for different risks or buy standalone policies. For example?
Pollution risk insurance, in case your company damages the environment in some way. Some kind of pollution cover is standard in public liability. But if you're in a potentially high-risk industry such as oil, for example, you're probably going to need a separate policy. Then there's cover for hazardous activities. That's if your company's involved in potentially risky activities, like off-road motoring or horse riding.
Good. Keep going.
Directors and officers insurance. Directors can be held responsible for a lot of things.
And?
That's it, isn't it?
Not yet, no. Here's an important one. Professional indemnity insurance, otherwise known as PI insurance, apparently. What's that?
Indemnity? Let me think. No. Give me a clue, please.
Well, think professional. Why would professionals need insurance?
Oh, yes, of course I know. It covers professionals' legal costs in case claims are brought against them if a client loses money because of following their advice. For example, financial advisors would need this. In fact, anyone who takes a fee for advice or services that a client relies upon. In Germany, it's mandatory for insurance agents now, in fact.
Well done. Okay, let's leave liability. Now we come to the other general insurances. Good heavens, what a lot. Do you have to learn about all of them?
Of course, some of them are obvious, though. Like property insurance, which is basically building and contents, or employees' travel insurance. You needn't bother asking me about those.
All right, if you're sure. Then, let's see. Heavens, what's this? Fidelity Guarantee Insurance. I've never heard of that one.
If I remember rightly, that's the one that covers you as an employer against loss of money or stock because of fraud or dishonesty by your employees.
Excellent. Well done.
I don't know why it's called Fidelity, though.
I suppose because fidelity means faithfulness or loyalty, which is what employees are supposed to give their employers.
Oh, okay, right. Next one, please.
I like this one. Key person insurance.
Oh, I know this one. It covers against any loss of income resulting from the death or disability of someone in a key position. Your top salesperson, for example. Or the major actor in a film where shooting is still in progress. By the way, did you know that a film production insurance package normally has 13 key areas of cover?
No, I didn't. And it's not here on page 22 either. Are you supposed to know those as well?
No, I just think it's interesting.
It is interesting, but let's just concentrate on your test. All right, here's another important one. Business interruption insurance.
I think that's self-explanatory, but I can't write that in the test, so here goes. It covers against disruptions in business that lead to a loss of income and extra expenses.
I think you've learned pretty well for this test. You're sure to get a one.
No, don't say that. That's a kiss of death. I'll probably start making mistakes now.
No, you won't. What about the insurance covering goods against loss or damage if they're being transported?
Goods in transit cover.
Right. What's the insurance called that covers replacement of glass or signs following damage?
Easy. Glass and sign cover.
And the one covering cash, stamps and checks, etc.?
That will be money insurance.
Okay. Engineering insurance.
Covers electrical and mechanical breakdown, including computers.
And the last, trade credit insurance.
Covers against bad debts.
Thomas, that's excellent. You must have worked really hard at it.
Thanks ever so much, Tyra. Why don't you come to the cafe with me and I'll get you a coffee?